Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the results of connecting to your insight through your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Central Time in Saskatchewan and Arizona, where people absolutely refuse to turn their clocks back. I have been globetrotting around the world here, sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein. And I'm sharing insights from outside the box, from people, visionary speakers, authors, magicians, people who are here to help you ride the wave of your infinite potential. And I am first and foremost an energy mover, meaning that everything can be energetically shifted. And I have that understanding. So when you're in alignment with what you put into your body, you can strengthen the benefits from any substance to 100% infinite potential and then delete the negative effects down to zero negative infinite potential. But you can even test the percentage-wise, what are the benefits and what are the negative effects of any substance anyone puts in their body. And over again, I have found that the percentage of benefits in the average North American diet are not that great. And if a person is aware of this, they can go to their midline and delete the negative effects of what they're putting into their body, you know, eliminating what is, on an energetic level, what is not working wouldn't be benefiting them. However, you know, the average person on this planet isn't doing that. And many of them are little children. And there's a lot of underlying weaknesses in the diet that are not being addressed. And so it is my pleasure to introduce to you today an amazing woman who she was faced with a serious problem with her 2-year-old daughter, and she chose to step out of the what she calls the white picket fence to find solutions to support her daughter's health. And she began her love affair with nutrition from a natural perspective since. And she has invested the last 20 years in the study of nutrition from a natural perspective, receiving her master's degree in holistic nutrition. And she is also certified as an associate chef and instructor and holds a raw food nutrition certification from Living Light Culinary Arts Institute. And she has certification in plant-based nutrition from Cornell University. Jane also became a yoga instructor, and she's a microscopist, which is about the study of blood. And she has also produced several meditations and is the author of a very best-selling book called Eat Healthy, Be Healthy at Any Age. When I was preparing for this interview, I saw the picture of Jane, and she is absolutely gorgeous. She is 72 years young. And she blooms, she just blossoms with vitality. So she is free of any daily medications, and her looks and health and agility are a testament to her thinking outside the box and finding these solutions. Jane, it is a pleasure to have you here on The Truth Is Funny.
Well, thank you, Colette. I'm really looking forward to sharing some of my knowledge with your listeners. Thank you.
Yeah, it's, you know, my dad, he was an entrepreneur, and he found for himself that, you know, he never could lose weight throughout his entire life. He was about 100 pounds overweight. And so mm-hmm. what happened is had at one point just collapsed, and overnight he was paralyzed from head to toe. And, you know, he always used to joke that the Guillain-Barré, because it was Guillain-Barré that he had, was the only diet that ever worked for him, but he didn't recommend it for anyone. And he would always say, you know, shift or get off the pot. He was an entrepreneur and he wanted to get things done. And, you know, everybody kind of comes to this place in their life where they, you know, decide and how they're going to handle something or, you know, really get into what they're doing. And I'm just wondering, what was that for you?
Wow. Well, you know, you mentioned earlier that, you know, I was 21 years old when my daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Wow, and, that's young to have a situation like that.
Oh, absolutely. And I had to learn how to take care of her, you know, give her insulin injections and a balanced diet. And that's when I learned that nutrition, not diet, was really the critical point to good health. And so I had to learn how to, you know, put together a combination of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats to keep her alive and healthy. And I thought, geez, you know, this is important to know, to keep a child, a two-year-old, you know, healthy with proper nutrition. I didn't know. You know, I came from an Italian family, and we were just, you know, we were told to, you know, eat what was put in front of us because we were hungry, not because it would benefit our body. We never knew those kind of things. And then later on, my mother passed away from Alzheimer's and my brother from type 2 diabetes and my husband had cancer and he passed away. And I started to think, what is the common denominator from all these diseases? And what I realized is that their diets were high in meats. They were eating bad fats. They had refined carbohydrates and a lot of sugars. And so these lack of nutrients were, you know, just made them vulnerable to these diseases. And that's what got me on the path to really making a change, not only in my life, but to try and help other people. As I learned more and more and more, I realized that I wanted to help other people as well.
Yeah, you know, I was raised in Saskatchewan in Canada, and in, you know, that's a meat and potatoes place. Many times, you know, I remember as a little girl sitting at the table, and my dad, he came from a very large family, you know, and so as you said, you know, sometimes there just wasn't enough food for people to eat in the family, you know, when you have that large family, and he was a believer in, you know, you eat what's on your plate and you eat it fast so that, you know, someone else doesn't eat it for you. And I remember as a little girl sitting very many times at the table and I'd be still sitting there and I just could not, there were certain foods that I just absolutely was not wanting to put into my body. And
I know it was
generally the meat. And for myself, you know, that was just something that for me was a natural thing that I didn't want to eat that. I'm not saying that for other people, I mean, whatever choices they make. But sure, at that time, as a little kid, you know, if I would have been able to have had the choice, I think our bodies, we naturally want to choose foods that are that resonate with our bodies, you know, that support our bodies. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette, and my guest today is Jane Falk, who's author of Eat Healthy, Be Healthy at Any Age. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about, you know, what her knowledge and have her share her knowledge with us about her nutrition, and also about, you know, the study of blood and how that can be used to help people with their health. So we will be right back and enjoy the ride. Shift happens.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and Jane Falk is my guest today. She is talking with us about nutrition. Before we continue, can you please just share your contact information with us, Jane, for our listeners so that they can know how to get in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. I have a website, www.janefalk.com, and that's spelled F as in Frank, A-L-K-E, Jane Falk. That's one of the ways. I'm also on Facebook, The Nutritionist Naturally, and I also have a Facebook page called Eat Healthy Recipes, so people can go there and connect with me on those places. I also have other social media sites as well, but those are the main ones that you can contact me.
Thank you, and you've also generously offered 4 videos, meditations, and they're available through. Can you just let us know how our listeners
sure.
can access those also, please?
Yes. This is on my website. If you go to, you know, janefalk.com and then just go to products and my store, and then under the meditations tab, just click on that. There's 4 guided meditations there that people can use for different subjects. One is helping to relieve stress. One is to help people make changes in their habits. One is to discover what you want, and the other one is to create what you want. So,
Thank you so much for your generosity, and we really appreciate that for the listeners. And, you know, we were speaking just before the break here, we were talking about, the average diet of the average North American diet. And, you know, energetically speaking for myself, a lot of the underlying weaknesses that I pick up when people around food are often on an emotional level underlying the, I'm not talking about the physical issues here. I'm talking about the non-physical issues of the food. And it's kind of like about gathering, the gathering and the hunting and the growing of food. And so many people are so far removed from the food now. We've turned it over kind of to other people to package it for us. Do you want to share with us what your feelings are around that?
Oh, I'd love to. This is the mission I'm on. You know, we're talking basically about the Western diet, the all-American diet, which is a very, it's a sad diet because it has a lot of processed foods in it. You go to the market. When I go to the market, I probably go to maybe 20% of the store. The rest of it, I don't even go down those aisles because there are tons of processed foods. And processed foods, these are the packaged foods that you buy for your convenience. And we've been accustomed to having other people make our foods for us because we don't have time, or maybe we just don't know how to cook very well. So the warning here is that this is not a natural product. It's had chemicals added to it, and they add fats, salt, sugar, and all these refined carbohydrates that are appealing to our taste buds, but then it also has changed the way our waistlines are, the way our health is as well. So over the years, if you just look about 50 years, the last 50 years, for me, I used to go in my grandmother's garden and pick vegetables, and we would eat that for our meals. And now we go to the grocery store or a fast food restaurant, and we buy stuff that is not what you consider food. For instance, also there's, let's say, all the toxic buildup that comes to our body, and the nutrition is reduced in our foods because of this toxic buildup. Hormones that are put into the animal feed to make them grow faster, and antibiotics also that are added to stave off their diseases. So when you eat these foods, you've got to think about, you're eating the additives too. You're adding those additives to our body. So is there any wonder that we are creating more and more illnesses, things that were not even invented or talked about or known about 20, 30 years ago?
Well, I grew up in, as I said, in Saskatchewan, and I was married to a farmer for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because I had spent my youth, I'd go out in the summer with my grandma, and she had this huge garden. Both my grandmothers did. And they taught me how to garden. And we'd be out there, and we'd be eating it right off the vine, like tomatoes off the vine, peas right off the vine, and digging the carrots up and washing them off and eating those. And, there was no, it was just right from the soil. And, sometimes we'd, so that was kind of the picture I had of it. And, the reality today for most people is much different. Most people are not growing their own food. Now, I became a vegetarian, I believe, about 3 or 4 years ago. It wasn't anything about my health. It was because a truckload of cattle were driving by me, they were off to the market, and I could smell their fear. And as I smelled that fear, I was like, okay, I just don't need to eat meat anymore. And so I haven't. Because you have to consider the way we are treating our animals and how that affects our food also. And so,
right.
Yeah. And so there's underlying weaknesses in our food, in many, many different levels. But what I'd like to focus on with you right now is, can you explain to us how, you know, we can see what's happening with the human body, like the amount of toxins through blood work.
Oh, absolutely. So I am a microscopist, and what that is I take a look at live and dry blood, and I analyze it under a microscope with the client here with me as well. So what I do is I just take a couple of drops of blood from the fingertip, and I put it on a slide and put it under the microscope, I have a camera that goes right to my computer monitor. So we actually look at the live blood and see what's going on with it. And what you can see there, you can see bacteria, you can see yeast and parasites and all kinds of things that, you know, your blood is the most important thing in your body. And so when you go to the doctor and you have some issues going on, health issues, he'll take blood tests to see what's happening. Well, this is basically kind of the same thing, except I don't use numbers to analyze it like the medical community does. We actually see what's in the blood and determine what dietary changes that could happen. That's with the live blood. The dry blood is a very interesting thing. It's a system whereby you can look and see the organ systems in the body and what could be challenging in those particular organ systems. And, you can actually see where if you do have parasites or if you do have sometimes even cancerous conditions. And if that's the case, if you see anything, major like that, then I would immediately tell the person to go to their doctor and get checked out. I don't change any medical conditions. I don't diagnose. It's not a diagnostic tool. It's something that you can just actually see. And in most of it, you can change the blood by giving it chlorophyll products like leafy greens and green vegetables are high in helping change and change the blood and building red blood cells.
Yeah, because for me, like energetically, what I do is I follow weaknesses. And this is why I really wanted to ask you this question, is because that's so cool that you can actually see it. I see it differently, like energetically, and mm-hmm. I energetically shift people when I pick that up. But I just think it's so cool to talk to someone who is so knowledgeable about this, so that people, when people become aware of what you're putting in, if you're not aware of what you're putting into your body, and you're not aware whether you're in alignment with that or not, or what that is that you're putting into your body, it's very difficult to eliminate anything from that diet that is not benefiting you energetically or otherwise, unless you become aware. On all levels of mm-hmm. what you're putting, what is this supporting you energetically? Is it supporting you physically or is it not? And so, mm-hmm. You wanted to talk about the average diet. What are you seeing in the average diet now when you do this study?
When I do, like the blood work?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see a lot of parasites. And parasites come from food. They come from your animals. They're in your water. They're everywhere, and you can't stop that from happening. But but you can keep them from taking over inside your body by producing alkaline foods. Eating a lot of alkaline foods, and alkaline foods are basically plant-based foods. I mean, when you're eating animals, that's a very acidic product. And so that will, let me just say that bacteria and yeast and, all those microorganisms in our body, they love to live in an acid environment. So if you continually have acid environment, the liquids in your bodies are acidic or they're more alkaline. If they're more alkaline, these microorganisms don't like living there. If they are If they're more acidic, then the microorganisms hang around and they develop and grow and they just get bigger and they cause problems in your body, diseases, aches and pains, chronic conditions. And, you know, people think that this is all part of the aging process, but it's not.
You're so cool because when I'm tapping in energetically, and you know, and Dr. Ewan has been saying this for a long time that it's you know, a lot of the parasitic. I mean, when you think about parasites in the body, and you think about the parasitic waste and the toxins, etc., that are in our body, we can energetically clear that. It's more work if you're eating food that is like, and you know, high in all of these additives and everything. It's kind of like a full-time job just making sure that your body's always cleaned out, because you know you're putting unnatural substances in, and unknowingly, unaware, you know, most people are not aware of all of the additives that are actually in the food. So we are going to take another short intermission here. And I'm Colette Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. And when we come back, Jane's going to share some more information with us on how we can nutritionally support our bodies. And we'll make some more shift happen.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and I have author of Eat Healthy, Be Healthy at Any Age, Jane Falk, here with me today, and she is sharing her wealth of information with us about nutrition. And Jane is 72 years old. She's a living example of vitality and health. And I was just telling her on this little intermission that I think her and Dr. Ewan were born around the same year, and to check out his video on YouTube called Old Man Sprinting, where he can really fly. And what Jane was saying about how people automatically assume that old age is, you know, you have to become decrepit with old age, that's how that is not true. I just wanted to also share, like, you know, I went to Egypt with Leroy Malouf, and we were teaching a seminar there together, and Leroy at that time was 81 years old, and, you know, we went to the pyramid, and we, you know, it was 42 degrees heat, and we climbed into all the way up to the top, to the king's chamber. And I said to him when we got to the top, Leroy, act old. And he was like, what do you mean? And I said, act old so we can stay up here longer.
Oh,
and he's like,
gosh.
Oh, I get it. So, you know, and you kind of remind me of that energy of, you know, sharing with people, being an example of somebody who, you know, you're not getting older, you're getting younger. Mm-hmm. And I love to see results like that. So share with us some more of your knowledge.
Okay. Well, you know, when before the break, you mentioned about toxins, and one of the things I wanted to talk to people about is that, you know, toxins, we get toxins in our body constantly. You know, they come from the air that we breathe, the water that we drink and bathe in, the foods that we eat, you know, in terms of pesticides and other chemicals in processed foods and so on. And so one of the things that I have in my book, Eat Healthy, Be Healthy at Any Age, is a cleansing program. It's a one-week cleansing program where people eat, actually, it's a plant-based diet. We take away all of the grains and things that people usually have allergies to, and they eat, actually, pureed soups and juices and smoothies and this kind of thing, and I have all the recipes and what to do to follow it. And this is actually cleansing all of the toxins out of the body. So quarterly, you know, it started in January, but quarterly every year I run a special where people can actually buy the cleansing products and they can go through this cleansing program themselves, or I can even coach them through it if they needed that. But the whole point is that we should be doing this on a regular basis so that we don't have toxic buildup in our bodies constantly, because this is the thing that will eventually cause aches and pains. It's not the aging process. It's the toxins that build up over time that eventually cause chronic inflammation, chronic diseases, and then pretty soon, yeah, who knows, we have a major situation in our life.
Yeah, me energetically, I at the end of this, for the shift of the week, what I'm going to do is do an energetic cleanse like that, and just show people, you know, because on an energetic level, you can go into the body and cleanse it also. And so it's really cool that, you know, I love when you know, what we are doing in our physical world supports what we're doing in the, you know, of the body and the mind and the spirit. So that the whole being is being addressed rather than just one aspect or putting too much importance on any one area. And, you know, I know that you're also doing yoga, and I just thought that was interesting also. What are you finding the benefits of the exercise, of that type of exercise for yourself?
Oh, well, you know, first of all, you know, we wake up in the morning and, I mean, I'm sure everybody has, you know, a couple of impingements here and there in the body and a few kinks and things like that. Well, yoga takes that out and it releases the energy that's blocked and, you know, through the nervous system and so on. And you end up feeling fabulous, you know, because your energy is open. And you feel like it's a brand new day. And when I used to teach yoga, I taught it for many, many years, well over 20 years. I'm retired from teaching yoga. I just practice it now. But people would
just
love...
That's because you're so busy writing books and stuff.
Oh, well, that's part of it. Yeah, part of it. But, you know, people loved it because at the end of an hour and 15 minutes, and I took them through a meditation at the end as well, they felt like alive all of a sudden. They were just alive and felt great for the day. So... You know, I think that's very important, what you do in terms of energy, what I worked on in terms of energy. I think that we have to work on the total being, you know, body, mind, spirit, the total being. It's not just about filling your body with the right kind of foods. It's the attitudes that you have. It's the thoughts that you have. It's the emotions, you know, calming the emotions so that, you know, you don't have these negativities that hold you down. So
absolutely.
I totally agree with what you do.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said I totally agree with what you do.
Yeah, because the beauty is that, you know, when you think about someone like Einstein, who's a total genius, part of his genius was the fact that he thought outside of the box. And so, you know, a lot of times what happens for a lot of people, I mean, when you look at the food chart, you know, for... you know, for the Canadian one anyway, I was just looking at it yesterday before this, before having you on, so I'd have, mm-hmm. you know, update my, you know, like what that chart looks like. And a lot of the foods that are on that are, you know, foods that I haven't touched in a long time. And
yeah.
I'm a pretty healthy person.
Mm, good. No, I totally agree with you. The USDA, the food charts that we have here in the United States are getting better. They change the charts, I think, every 5 years, but they are getting a little bit better. But, you know, who's in control of those food charts? It's the food industry, you know. So that's the real problem. It doesn't mean that what the USDA provides to us is accurate. It's not necessarily accurate. We have to make those decisions what's right for us. And for me, over the years, I realized that more and more of a plant-based diet, because it provides phytochemicals are what stave off disease. And you can't get that in an animal product. You can't get that in dairy. You have to get it from plants. And science is just discovering more and more of these phytochemicals are the things that keep us from getting ill.
Yeah, and this is really important that people just become aware. Be aware of what you're putting into your body, whether you're in alignment with that, whether you're supporting your body with that or you're not. And if you're not supporting yourself with what you're eating, then either change what you eat or make sure that you get into a place where you're in alignment with what you are putting in your body, and making sure that you're eliminating from your body all of these toxins and anything else that, you know, elimination is a natural process. It's important to eliminate whatever you eat. You have to, let go of the waste. Before we take a short intermission, can you just share your information, your contact information with us one more time? Just want to make sure the listeners have access to that.
Sure. My website is www.janefalke.com, and that's spelled F-A-L-K-E, Jane Falk. And I'm also on Facebook, The Nutritionist Naturally, and I also have a Facebook page called Eat Healthy Recipes.
So we are going to take a quick little break here, and when we come back, we are going to do the shift of the week and connect on the Higher Self Network to clear some energy around what Jane and I have been talking about and make some more shift happen.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan and my guest, Jane, and we are going to now do the shift of the week, which is, I like to do this every at the end of every show and just sort of wrap up what we were talking about and energetically tune in to what weaknesses are around that, connecting on the Higher Self Network. And one thing that I really found that with underlying energetically is even the process of eating that people take for, we kind of take the process of eating for granted. And it's kind of like, a lot of times people will have underlying weaknesses on the emotional level, on the psychological level about that process like as I said before, in the old days we used to, grow our own food, and that now we're more likely to wake up to an alarm, get in the car, sit in traffic to get to the to get to a job so that we can pay for the car and pay for the house. And we're always like in a hurry like that to get this. For the average person, this is convenience food is kind of become a way of life. And so in that process, a lot of times when people have an issue in the eating, an underlying weakness in any of that eating process, and for number one, that's what's coming up for most people that are listening in right now. I'm picking up the gathering of the food basically, and how our lifestyle has changed in that way. And so sometimes it's just coming up on an underlying level. What are you afraid to bite into? What are you what is going on in your life that, when you're chewing your food, when you think about chewing your food, what are you chewing over? What are you worrying about? Swallowing? What are you being forced to swallow in your life? In your digestion, with that, it's coming up just more like, are you able to digest life fully, body, mind, and spirit? Or is there something that you're having difficulty in your life digesting that can affect the digestion? And then the assimilation, of making sure that you're assimilating and you're absorbing the nutrients that you are taking in. A lot of times people, if they have an underlying weakness with assimilating life, like something that's happening in their life, it can affect, energetically affect the assimilation of the nutrition going where it needs to go in the body. And then there's the defecation, which is actually the most important part of all, is that elimination of in the body. And if people who have a tendency to hold on to a lot of worry, or they have something happening in their life or a situation that they just don't want to let go of, that can affect the elimination process. So we just want to strengthen everybody. If you considered yourself like a binary computer, binary meaning you're either weak or strong, you're in alignment, your central nervous system would be like the hard drive of that computer. So we just want to strengthen everybody to go to their spine or their midline, and let's just clear on an energetic level the any of these underlying weaknesses for people listening in right now, that the whole eating process would be one that would be beneficial, so that everything that you put in your body would be 100% infinite potential for you. So that if you are putting something in your body, that you are going to get the benefit that you can get from that. And that when that just strengthen everybody to delete any negative effects, any accumulations, any associations with the food, any underlying memories, residuals, remnants, sentiments, hesitations are coming up. So we just delete that, and then strengthen everybody that you're going to get the most benefit from what you do put in your body, and more importantly, that any of the nutritional value of what you're taking in is going to go where it needs to go in your body, so that your circulatory system and your lymphatic system and your central nervous system, peripheral nervous system, the chi, the energy flowing through your body. We want to make sure that vital flow is strong for everybody, so that what you're taking in is going to benefit you, and that you would very quickly eliminate any toxins or poisons or minerals or excess of anything, parasites, parasitic waste, cellular waste, all of that. We could just delete that and move that through a very efficient lymphatic system, circulatory system, and energy system. And then we also, what's also coming up, just really strengthening that it would, that for everybody, increasing like the ability of the body to have all these functions. Your digestive process and your respiratory and your reproductive systems are very intimately connected. So we want to strengthen all three of those systems, that they're going to be working within themselves totally and completely efficiently, and then also working with each other totally efficiently, 100% infinite potential. So I just wanted to ask you, Jane, what you would like to say about that, or what you're feeling right now for our listeners.
Oh, well, I totally agree with you that we really can overcome a lot of our issues by the attitudes and the mental concepts, changing our ideas about things energetically. because we are body, mind, and spirit. We are one complete whole being, and it's, you just don't fix it by going to the gym. You know, you have, you know, or eating properly. You've got to fix it by taking care of the whole total being. And so what you're saying is absolutely right on.
I really, really enjoyed having you here on the show and sharing your knowledge with us. And, you know, I want to thank you for being really open-minded person. You know, it is so uplifting to be in your energy. I'm just like vibrating at a very, your energy is so beautiful. And, it feels so good to be in your presence.
Thank you so much. I have totally enjoyed being on the program, and thank you for inviting me. It's just been a real pleasure.
Yeah, and I just wanted to let my listeners know that, if you want to get in touch with me, what you can do is go to www.thetruthisfunny.com and also to crystallinevision.com. I'm settling into my new home right now. And, you know, as it happens, I was just telling Jane that, and she just did it 3 months ago. So, mm-hmm. I'm in this place right now, I'm writing a book. Dr. Ewan has been encouraging me to write a book for 3 years. And I'm like, while I'm settling into my home, I'm sitting still. So if people often will want to have personal, private, energetic upgrades with me, now is a great time to get in touch with me because I'm actually here in one place,
good.
Not traveling.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great.
So you can, if you do want a personal energetic upgrade with me, you can go to www.crystallinevision.com. And I also wanted to extend a big thank you to Shefali Burns, who had me on her telesummit, Awaken Inner Happiness Now. I was just on that a couple of days ago and had a really, really great time with her. And I also wanted to let people know that I find leading into the Christmas, the holiday season, that I get a lot of calls, emails from people who are really feeling, you know, the anxiety from that. And so I do have, if you want to go to The Truth Is Funny, I have set up a series of teleconferences that are available just to clear energetically issues around the Christmas season. And those are available separately, or you can get a discount by purchasing them in a 3-pack. And then if you purchase the 3-pack, you get another call. And so I just wanted to share that with everyone. I'm just trying to think of what else. I have a new Facebook page, The Truth Is Funny with Colette. Go ahead and like it if you like it. Thank you, Jane. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
It was a real pleasure to have you here. Bye for now. Thank you to all the listeners for listening in. We appreciate your presence and enjoy the ride of your infinite potential. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.